Landlords and Tenants. Introduction. Some states have legislation that protects landlords as much as it does their tenants. In Texas, it is illegal to lock a landlord out of his or her property. A landlord can enter at reasonable hours. He or she should have a working key and the code to the alarm. Landlords leasing apartments may also require non-refundable security deposits to help pay for property damages the tenant might cause. Texas is one of the easiest states in which to evict a tenant. Landlords have the right to terminate a tenant's lease agreement early if the tenant violates the terms of the lease. Certain obligations and restrictions apply to the landlord. Landlords must practice caution and follow all legal procedures when conducting an eviction, or the eviction may not be valid in the eyes of the law. When dealing with ADA requirements, the landlord and tenant must be aware of who is responsible for compliance. Tenants should pay special attention to the language of their leases to determine if they are indeed responsible for all ADA compliance within the walls of their leased space. All commercial leases are designed to be landlord-friendly. In Texas, there are no promulgated lease agreements to protect the tenant. The landlord always wins. Federal law requires property managers and landlords of buildings constructed before 1978 to provide lessors with a lead disclosure statement to be attached to the lease. Landlords can also insert language into the lease, which includes a lead warning statement. The Texas Property Code. The Texas Property Code arranges Texas statute law into a logical order, making it more accessible and understandable. Each statute is formatted and numbered, enabling easy citation of the law. There are 15 titles included in the property code. Most important to property managers and landlords is Title 8, Landlord and Tenant, Chapters 91 to 93. The following pages contain the Texas Landlord and Tenant Act addressing commercial tenancies, commercial/industrial property management. Historically, the property manager was a person who was responsible for the collection of rent and the handling of tenant issues. Several developments in real estate have caused significant changes and specialization to the property management field, including commercial, industrial, retail, and multifamily projects have become larger and more numerous in the last 20 years. The size of these projects has created the need for large departments staffed with trained professional managers. More specialized properties have created the need for property managers who specialize in particular types of properties. Mixed-use developments bring together tenants who occupy commercial, retail, and office space in a single complex. A more complex legal environment has created a demand for highly trained property managers. Properties owned by large commercial firms and real estate investment trusts require dedicated professional management. In an increasingly global marketplace, the owner of investment real estate often lives far away from the property and, in many cases, will never personally visit the property. Corporate-owned properties must be managed. As a rule, a corporation that owns its facilities is not in the real estate business. Those who do not want to use the services of a property management firm will often create an internal real estate management department. Property managers of this type are usually employees of the firm that owns the facility. Property managers must be comfortable with the use of the technology modern commercial properties, including internet access, fiber optic systems, and automated building management. Smart systems allow an HVAC system to control room temperatures based on occupant load. Likewise, HVAC system controls can now be controlled via the internet at a remote location. The types of properties managed and the job responsibilities involved are so varied that the management profession is difficult to categorize. Adding to the confusion is the lack of consistency in titles and job descriptions across the industry. The term property manager is not very informative. The property manager may manage a very small apartment complex or a large commercial facility. The term facility manager may mean the same as a property manager in some firms. Likewise, a property manager may have the day-to-day responsibility for the operation of a single property or may have management duties over several properties. In such a case, the manager would have several property managers report to him or her. Property management certifications and designations. Not all property managers are required to be licensed sales agents or brokers. However, the evolution of the management industry into a bona fide profession has created demand for training at all career levels. Property owners want to hire managers who have verifiable skills in the profession. Several professional organizations offer certification or accreditation in property management. The Institute of Real Estate Management, IREM, offers programs for individuals and companies to become credentialed in the management profession. Certified Property Manager, CPM. Certified Property Manager, CPM, is the premier accreditation that is ideal for asset managers and managers of large multifamily, office, retail, or industrial properties. The CPM process includes 7 courses, letters of recommendation, and a comprehensive examination. A fast-track option is available for those candidates who have specific real estate designations, a real estate degree, or significant experience. IREM requires CPMs to be affiliated with the NAR. Accredited Residential Manager, ARM. Accredited Residential Manager, ARM, is a designation for residential property managers that demonstrates to the industry that the individual is knowledgeable, ethical, and reliable. Individuals must complete coursework, including courses on managing maintenance operations and property risk, and marketing and leasing strategies for multifamily properties, among others. An examination is required to obtain the certification. Accredited Commercial Manager, ACOM. Accredited Commercial Manager, ACOM, is an accreditation program for commercial property managers that lends credibility to property managers who may be new to the discipline. The program includes 4 courses and requires letters of recommendation and a comprehensive examination. Optional paths to accreditation are available to those candidates who have specific real estate designations or a real estate degree. PMs can obtain the ACOM while working toward the CPM designation. Accredited Management Organization, AMO. Accredited Management Organization, AMO, is an accreditation for real estate management firms. Firms with the AMO accreditation must have specific standards for firm operations, servicing clients, and managing properties. Certified Sustainable Property Program, CSP, is a recognition program for existing properties, including office, multifamily, and shopping centers. The CSP offers many benefits. Most notably, perhaps, is achieving recognition for sustainability when LEED certification is out of reach.